Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And we are in full holiday season.
Yeah.
So whether you are celebrating Christmas or Hanukkah or any, whatever religious, or maybe you don't celebrate anything, but December is wintertime and there's a lot of things that are going on right now. So this is kind of our strategy of how not to gain weight over the holidays. And I guess we should kind of maybe flip that. We did a podcast a couple of weeks ago talking about weight loss versus fat loss. So maybe we talk about, you know, not gaining fat during over the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. How to fend off the fat.
So Amanda, how do you find the holiday season for like staying on, not on track, I don't like to even say that, but just, you know, keeping consistent your routine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, to be totally honest, I find it not that overwhelming, but that's because my daily maintenance schedule is pretty, like, I don't want to say it's basic, but it's like, it's a pretty like set sort of routine. It's a part of my lifestyle. It's like, but my workouts, I do my workouts within like they're half an hour or less. So I can manage to fit those in even over the busy holiday season. If I'm traveling, I can always get them done, whether I'm in a hotel room or anywhere or outdoors or whatever the case may be. I always find a way to kind of fit them in because they're not like, I don't need a ton of equipment to get mine done. And I also don't need a ton of space or time. So from a workout perspective, that's pretty, like, that's kind of easy for me to maintain. From a nutritional standpoint, I basically find it's, the only time I find it challenging is when I'm eating out a lot. Like if I have to like travel a lot and I have to eat meals out a lot, that's the only time I ever find it challenging because it's like one of those things where sometimes you're just, you're not able to have access to the same type of food. So one thing that I do is, especially when I'm traveling, is I make sure that I stock up on things like at a grocery store in my hotel room so that I have like my breakfast there. I have snacks already in my room and stuff like that. So I don't have to eat those meals at least out. And then that way there, I know that I'm like kind of set up and a little bit more proactive. So that I'm not like rushing down to like, or like hitting up the mini bar or something.
See, I'm the opposite because I don't stay at hotels for the holidays. I'm at other people's houses. So for me, it's like, and you don't really drink. I like wine. So that's
weird. Yeah, no, ever since Maddie's been, well, ever since I was pregnant. So I haven't actually even had alcohol in over 2 years.
Yeah. Like,
which is like,
and I,
which is crazy.
And I'm, for all the cocktail listeners out there, I'm on your team. I love it's probably one of my downfalls, because I do really enjoy wine. And, you know, my thing is I also enjoy the holidays. I love the wine and cheese and little picky bits and the parties and brunches and, you know what I mean? And I always stay with my boyfriend's family. So I find for me, it definitely is a hard time of year. Like I find that there are times where I really, and especially it's the nutrition side that really starts to slip, is because again, you're eating at somebody else's house. They make foods differently. They, you know, most people, you know, they don't want to feel rude about not eating stuff, but even in general, I just eat more. Like when I'm, you know, myself, I'll have the same breakfast every day pretty much, but then I'm having a massive big breakfast at family's house, you know?
Right.
But the whole thing,
I totally get what you're saying though. It can be challenging, but I mean, yeah, whenever I travel, I'm always in hotels because I'm like a, you know, like my whole family, it's just so hard to like fit into someone else's home or space. It's just so much easier, especially with a young baby, for us to just stay in a hotel so that we're not disruptive of someone else's life either, because we got a lot, you know, we have a lot happening. So, So I plan for it that way. So anyone who also feels like, you know, if you're traveling over the holidays and you're someone who also stays in a hotel versus at family's homes or whatnot, if you plan for it in advance and you kind of like, you know, pick up your necessities and keep them with you, it will help you, I promise.
But this is where, so we're going to go through our top five tips of kind of, you know, how not to gain fat over the holidays. And of course, you know, these are things that we've tried and tested over the years. Sometimes we do them, sometimes we don't. But I just, even for people who are leaving the holidays, what we don't want is for you to A, not enjoy your holidays and feel like you're totally overwhelmed, or feeling like you get that, you know, that all or nothing mentality where you just throw in the towel because you're like, this sucks and screw it, I'm starting on my New Year's resolution. And then you go like,
gangbusters over the holidays, and then you're like having to work double overtime in the new year to like get back to even where you started.
And this is where and even what we because the one thing we have as well is our Fit Chicks Countdown to Christmas Shape Up Guide, which is some really great stuff. So it's at fitchicks.com/countdown. You can go and download our countdown guide. So okay, number one, what to do, how to not gain weight over the or not gain fat over the holidays, is to establish, instead of setting your workout schedule and sticking to it, we like to do something called establishing your minimums and make them non-negotiable.
That's a really key statement, non-negotiable. Yeah. And I actually try to use that word a lot in my like daily life now. It's like, this is my non-negotiable. Like, and it's funny though, cause I say it, but then sometimes it actually has to be negotiated just because of Maddie or whatever.
But it's one of those things though, that
I try not to let it be a negotiable.
No, exactly. And it's one of those things that it's like as it's much. Yeah. Because if you're going to change your life, you have to, whatever you're currently doing is not working if you want to make changes. So it's like, you've got to make things consistent. You've got to make them a priority. And a priority sometimes though is not enough of a strong word, I find, for us. So when you say like, my workouts are non-negotiable, like this is what I do every day.
Yeah.
Then you do it. And you don't care if you have to truck an extra half an hour. You don't care if you have to get up half an hour earlier, whatever it is, you make it happen. And that's where, you know, you put on your big girl pants and you're like, if this is what I want, this is what I got to do. So over the holidays, by establishing your minimums, instead of saying, you know, okay, I'm going to do 60 minutes every day, non-negotiable. And then you obviously know that's not going to happen because your schedule's insane. You know, just say my minimum that's a non-negotiable to me is 20 minutes. And then you have to get in that 20 minutes if that's doable for you. So, you know, don't go to the extreme of being like, I'm getting in my 60-minute spin class every single day, or, you know, and then you can't make that and you feel terrible about yourself. And then you go into that spin cycle of all or nothing.
Well, yeah, it's almost like you're setting yourself up for failure if you're putting yourself in a position where you have like this all or nothing mentality.
Yeah. So by establishing a minimum, so no, I will go no lower than 20 minutes of exercise a day. And even in our Fit Chicks Shape Up Guide that I was just talking about, we have our 15-minute Fit Chicks fitness solution in there. So you can commit to 15 minutes of fitness, you know, like anyone has 15 minutes to get something in, even if you have to break it up. Mm-hmm. So really great. There's actually workouts in there if you want to go check it out. So that's our number one, is establish your minimums and make it negotiable. Number two is if you're traveling. So for both of us, whether you're in the hotel or whether you're at the parents' house, this is something that we both need to do. So what are some things that you do to make sure that you're successful when you're traveling?
So before I book a hotel, I always check out to make sure that they have a fitness, like they have a gym on site. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, but I always want to make sure that they have a gym available so that I can actually just get my workouts done. So that's like number one. And then number two is I usually also, like I said to you earlier, like I always make sure that I know where there's a grocery store and I stop at the grocery store on the way to the hotel.
The recon work in advance.
It is. Yeah, no, but it's so important to me because if I have healthy snacks with me, like I was saying earlier, and I've got lots of water because I stock up on like huge bottles of water and things like that, and I keep it all in my room, I know that like I will eat those things. I won't go out, or I won't, you know, crash the mini bar or things like that. I won't be eating the snacks that I don't necessarily need, or I won't be starving myself and then going to a restaurant and eating like the, like two servings of something. You know what I mean? Like it's, it allows for me to just maintain sort of as healthy of a diet and as consistent of a diet as I possibly can by actually just having some of my regular foods with me.
Well, and when you're traveling too, like, so for me, because I'm staying at someone's house, they don't have a gym, but I also, mm-hmm. like, I do my recon work, like I'll research. So where my boyfriend's family lives, I know all the studios in the area. I know mm-hmm. what gyms are available. I know the times, like what's open on what days, because I just do it in advance. And then,
yeah,
like if you're somebody who, you know, obviously it can be expensive to do drop-ins and stuff like that. But the thing is that most gyms and most studios, they actually have like first class is a free trial, or they have like a free trial membership. So you can always just sign up while you're there for a free trial or do a little gym hopping, which I'm terrible to say because I'm not trying to take away anyone's business. But I get it when you're, you know, you're not going to sign up for a gym membership if you're somewhere for a week.
Mm-hmm. So, or if you talk to them, oftentimes too, like I find if you talk to the studios and you're like, hey, like I used to do this a lot at yoga studios and I'd be like, I'm only in town for 5 days, but I want to come every morning and practice. They would usually give me some sort of like a class pass option, and like knowing that I'm out of town and that it's not like they're losing out on business, they'll usually just give me some sort of like even a free pass or something like that. If you just have the conversation and you honestly tell them what's up, oftentimes they'll be more than happy to accommodate.
But if you already have that plan of attack, like you're like, okay, I'm going away for 7 days. On Tuesday, I'm going to go do a yoga class, and then maybe I'll get my Christmas shopping in after, you know. Wednesday, I'm going to go, you know, just to the gym for 20 minutes, or I'm going to go for a walk outside, like even check the area of where you can go for a walk, a snowshoe, a hike. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I like to do, because again, if you don't know the area and you don't know what you're going to be able to have access to, or if things are closed because it's the holidays, bring your workout videos with you. Or if you have a subscription that you stream from, you know, make sure that you have your computer with you or your tablet. So that way you don't even have to leave your family.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's such like, it's such a necessity. I bring my laptop. Like if I don't have my laptop with me when I'm traveling, I'm like, I feel lost, because sometimes even though I say, yes, I look at the hotel and I see that they have a gym and everything else, sometimes I can't leave the room because maybe I'm alone with Maddie and she's sleeping. And you know, maybe David, like my husband, maybe he's out visiting with someone. And so I'm literally in the room and I can't leave the room. I can't just leave her. So, but I want to get my workout in, because it's like, okay, I only have this hour before we have to go for our dinner. I will do my workout. I'll just do it on like really silently. I do that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm very, very quiet when it comes to things. I've learned how to be very fluid with my movements.
I know, which is so funny, because I always remember when my nieces were little, we were so loud and they slept through everything.
Yeah. Everyone's different for sure. I mean, when she was born, we were able to make a lot of noise. And then now it's just, she's shifted.
Yeah. Like, and that's where it's, you know, but even if you are going to do it with, you just put on captions on your, if you're going to do like, no, like with streaming or whatever, and you're going to do it with, sound off, you can just on your computer or on the subscription, you can just put captions.
If you are like me and you need to have silence, then just do it like that for sure.
But I just love that. And I love, because the main thing with keeping active wherever you are is having your arsenal, like having your healthy arsenal, so you're prepared. And mm-hmm. for some people, they might be like, oh my God, that just seems like so much work. But if your workouts are your non-negotiables, you're going to have the things in place you need to do them. And if you have a plan, it's so easy to stick to it. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel, you know, more consistent. When I don't work out, I don't feel like myself. So for me, it's like, it's such a non-negotiable, because it's part of who I am. Right. And for anyone who's listening, if you're someone who's active, that's okay to say to somebody like, I need time to go do my workout because it's important to me and it's mm-hmm. non-negotiable.
For sure. And they should be wanting to support you in that.
Exactly. The next thing we're going to talk about is, of course, we love our veggies. So everything to do with the holidays is all about not overeating on the junk food, but still being able to enjoy some of the things that you want to enjoy. So if, for example, if you're out at a party and you really want to have like a holiday cookie that you're not going to usually have, great. But of course, we don't want to go like, you know, gangbusters and eat every single cookie. But if you start with one and you're starving, you're more likely to keep going because you've already fed the sugar beast, which then leads to a carb crazy cycle. And your body just keeps saying more and more and more.
Or you could do you could take my technique. My personal technique is, I have a friend of mine, whenever we're at a party or an event and they have a ton of different desserts on the table and I want to eat them all because they all look delicious, I make her have a bite to tell me if it's worth it. And then when she tells me which one's worth it, that's which one I eat. Yeah, that way there, I know I haven't wasted any of my calories on stuff that maybe I don't love that much. We have similar tastes, so it works out really well.
Yeah, like that's
my personal technique I'll share.
And if you don't have a personal taster for you. But one thing is too, of course, is just like, we talk about this so much on our podcast, but I love just to keep drilling it home, is that every meal, just get 2 servings of vegetables in. Just don't even think about what anything else that you're going to eat. Just be like, I need to make sure I get 2 servings of vegetables, of the low glycemic, high fiber vegetables in, because I guarantee it's going to make you eat less when you do get to the parties and want to have the, you know, when you see the dessert tray or whatever, it will change the way that you feel, because you're going to be full. Not only your stomach's going to be fuller throughout the day, but you're going to have enough nutrition that your body is saying, okay, we've got enough nutrients. I don't need to be craving stuff. That cookie's there. Oh, it looks good. I might have one later, but there's not that same pull. Like, oh my God, I need that.
It's so interesting though, when you really pay attention to that feeling, because you can notice the difference. I know I can personally. Like, I know that there's times where in my mind I'm like, I'd really like to have ice cream or something. And then I'll eat like a proper dinner. And then afterwards I'm like, I don't even really care anymore. Like it totally goes away. It totally just shifts. Like it's, unless it's something that it's like, you know, like a serious, serious craving because of like, I don't know, like a hormonal craving from like PMS or like one of my pregnancy cravings or something weird. But it's generally like always, if I eat properly and I'm full from my meal, I generally lose that. Like the thought kind of just disappears.
Well, totally. And staying on that with the cravings is another thing that's really great over the holidays, is to add cinnamon to your food. So
not, you know, only because it's delicious.
It's so delicious, but you know, also it's going to really, it really has been shown to help with balancing blood sugar and helping with cravings. So even adding just as little as like half a teaspoon to your coffee, to your oatmeal, to your smoothie, it can really help to reduce your blood sugar levels.
Oh, I've never thought to add it to my smoothie.
It's so delicious. And, you know, it's also shown to reduce inflammation as well as lower cholesterol. So there's so many different places that you could just sneak in some cinnamon. And it's also been shown to help with sugar cravings. So if you're somebody who has a lot of sugar cravings, just add cinnamon stuff and then a little go-to. Okay,
so that's never thought to add it to my smoothies. I'm trying that tomorrow.
Oh yeah, one of our friends, Melissa, she does it all the time and she loves it. And then the last one, of course, is staying hydrated.
Yes, hydration station is key, especially because over the holidays, me not included, majority will end up having a little bit more booze. You are having a little bit, maybe more coffee because you're trying to stay awake from all the booze from the night before and all those kinds of things. You will end up becoming dehydrated really quickly. And by staying hydrated, it basically keeps your energy levels high. It keeps you from understanding the difference between your hunger cues. And it also is just, it's so important for your skin, for your digestion, for everything.
And that's where, and you know, when it's cold out, I find, and I actually heard this at my gym the other day, one of the ladies was saying how it's winter time, you know, it's getting cold out and it's harder for her to drink cold water. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just don't, my water intake has totally gone down. So, you know, you can always do like herbal teas is still essentially getting water because they're not caffeinated. So they're not putting the strain on your body. So like a peppermint tea or a chamomile tea, things like that. And even doing hot water with lemon, which is also really great for detoxification, that's another thing that you can really add in that's going to help you keep your water intake up, and it's also going to help with processing out all that booze. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so those are our ways of helping you to your Merry Christmas maintenance, so how not to gain fat over the holidays. So just a recap. Number one is to establish your minimums. So what is the minimum amount of exercise that you can get in realistically so you're not going to feel like a failure, and make that number a non-negotiable. So if it's 20 minutes, commit to it.
And remember, you can split it up, like what Laura was saying. Just don't stress if you can't do the whole 20. I have to do it all the time. I have to split up my workouts consistently. Yesterday, I split my workout up. My 20-minute strength training ended up being about an hour and 40 minutes because it was like one set here and then play with Maddie and then another set and then pick her up because she was about to go into the hockey locker area. And like, you know, it's just, you got to just go with it. You go with the flow. But as long as you get it done, you get it done.
Exactly. And then traveling too, you know, we talked about some great tips for traveling.
So recon.
Do your recon, find that what's going on in your area. And of course, bring workout videos. And even if you're bringing your old school DVDs, like even at FitChicks, we still have our Fierce Night DVDs. And I still get emails from clients being like, I took you with me on my holidays. I took you with me on like my vacation or whatever it is, because that way you can still get a really great workout in and you know it's total body and you know it's going to be cardio and strength training and it's quick and dirty. Mm-hmm. The next thing we talked about was getting your veggie on. So it's 2 servings of vegetables at each meal, no matter what. So if you can just even do that one habit, I guarantee you're going to eat less over the holidays. And then when we're talking about cravings, we talked about cinnamon. So adding 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, you know, I actually do a little bit more because I love cinnamon. But yeah, Amanda's going to try it in her smoothie, but spicing things up with cinnamon to help with your sugar cravings. And then lastly, of course, is staying hydrated. And the one thing we didn't say as well is that, I think actually you might have said it, but a lot of times our body confuses thirst for hunger. So if you're having tons of hunger cravings, try to drink, like just do a little audit and be like, how much water did I drink today? Because it might be your body playing little tricksters on you. Okay. So chicks, with that, we're going to wrap this up. We're heading into full holiday season. So please make sure you share with us. Email us at info@fitchicks.ca, share on our Facebook book page, FitChicks Academy Programs. About what you're doing over the holidays to stay fit and fierce and fabulous. Please leave us a review if you are enjoying our podcast on iTunes or on Google Play. We'd really appreciate that. And then, of course, we have our upcoming programs. So in the new year, we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program starting in March, as well as our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program starting in April. So we'd love to have you come out and join us and start helping make the world a healthier, more fabulous place. Okay, until next week, have an amazing one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.